What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the most embarrassing mistake someone has made at work? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, bitchos.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I got a good one for you, I think. I was working at this car dealership. I'm retired now, but I was a Mercedes mechanic there, and we had BMWs and Volvos and all the GM cars. And this lube guy, he was doing a lubrication job on a Cadillac. Well, he drove it onto this big rack. You just drive him right on, you know. And he didn't put it in park. And he puts the thing up in the air, right? And he's got the oil filter wrench in his hand, and he's got the drip tray ready to go underneath. And he pushes on the oil filter, you know, with the wrench to make it come loose, you know. And the dang thing rolled right off the edge of the hoist and right into a brand new Pontiac, right into the front seats.
Wow.
It was like weighing right into the steering wheel. And this guy that parked it there had just gotten out of the darn car about a minute before that.
So he saw this happen.
He would have died.
Oh, yeah. And so did I. Yeah.
So what is the car owner's response when he sees his car get effed up?
They cried dang near. I mean, they got brand new cars, man, both of them.
Well, I was going to say both of them had to be totaled, right?
Yeah, because this was going to be in the news in this little dinky town, right? So he wanted to make sure everybody was good with what they were, you know, getting out of this deal.
Yeah.
And Charlie, the lube guy, he was like crying probably because he destroyed both these cars. And he's been doing this for dang near 50 freaking years. And
what, did he just have it in neutral, I guess?
Right. Yeah, you just left it neutral, then put it in park, right? Or put the emergency brake on. It just like, you know, and it's just a drive-on rack. You know, you don't have to put the arms underneath it or set them.
Okay.
It just rolls right off the edge and then just right down into that Pontiac. And I go, oh, my God.
Did Charlie keep his job?
The week before that, one of our guys knocked down a concrete wall.
Okay. Jeez. I know there's some practicality to it, but why in general? Yeah. Why do we even have neutral anymore? I know if you need to push the car off the road.
Sure.
Couldn't you do that in drive?
Sure.
I mean, but like why do we even have it? I understand in the worst case scenario.
Maybe that's why.
You know, just that's, worst that's case the scenario. Only thing. But there should just be a disengage button somewhere.
Maybe.
Where it's not on the ship.
I mean, we'll look at it like the eject button in a fighter jet. Like, we hope you don't need it. But if you do, you're going to be real glad it's there.
It's pretty simple to know what gear you're in.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. Why is there neutral?
Car washes.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, that's the only time I've ever used it.
But the car wash?
Yeah, I don't think we need a separate button. If you can't figure out, like, that guy should be working at a car dealership if you can't figure out. And I get it. People leave in neutral.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, I think cops sometimes are the most guilty just because they pull up and hop out.
I completely get that, right?
Right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I remember watching my father's car as a Pinto, so God knows, had that thing been hit, it would have exploded. But I was a little kid. Driveway was a real slow grade, but he loved his car, had the simulated wood paneling on the side. My brother and I thought it was awesome because it's a not quite a station wagon, but like a little hatchback, whatever. We could ride in the back. Anyway, he pulls up. My dad always loves his car. Don't F with his car. And I guess he left it neutral. And it's one of those things where, as a kid, you don't know, like, if you should tell your parents something, because it wasn't like zipping down the driveway. It's just, but clearly it was rolling backwards. And finally, he was talking to me and my brother, but he has his back to the car. And we're both just kind of watching it for a second. Then my brother's finally like, "Oh, hey, Dad, the car is rolling backwards. You've never seen a man spring into action faster." I mean, it was like lightning fast down the driveway, door open, brought it to a stop before it rolled out into the street. And we're like, "Man, that was so cool." Well, he didn't think so.
No.
But we did. We were like, "Dude, just, he was so fast and all that." Now as an adult, I'm like, right. I completely understand. And we should have said something earlier.
Our question, what's the most embarrassing mistake someone has made at work? Here are a few. Guys, I once sent my boss to Denmark from San Diego, California for a conference that wasn't happening when I sent him. I got a text saying, "What the F am I doing here? I still work for him, and it'll be 15 years in March." Here's another.
How did he send his boss?
He had the date of the conference wrong. But to go to Denmark.
That's a long flight, man.
From, you know, San Diego, California. That's a hell of a trip. Our company put the wrong 1-800 number on our ad and promotion. The 1-800 number was to a softcore porn chat line.
Oh, no!
The good news was the company to whom it belonged had like 10 or 15 1-800 phone numbers. The bad news is that we ended up paying $75,000 to buy the phone number from them the day the promotion started.
Damn.
So they cut to the quick on it, but then they had to buy the phone number off of the company.
Wouldn't it have been cheaper to change your promotional commercial?
Right. No.
I'm saying of the two things, you can that's what we do. If we gave the wrong number and then that company called in and said, "Hey, can't you change from 1-800 this to 1-800 that?" Like, sure. Right. Problem solved. Not like, "Oh my God, let's buy the phone number."
Guys, on the first day of a job, I went on a introductory sales call and got stuck in a revolving door. I can't even make this up. I entered too fast and the strap to my briefcase just got stuck in the door. It jammed the entire thing. Now, this was not an easy fix either. They had to call the building maintenance to fix the entire unit. The entire process took about 20 minutes, which made then my boss late for an appointment. Also, no one could get through the door. He had to call the client to explain, and he came downstairs laughing hysterically when he saw what was going on. I'm basically trapped in this thing. I did stay with the company for 4 more years, but got so much crap and ribbing because of that, which is understandable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stuck in the door.
Do you like, yeah, I mean, there's like one revolving door that I go into on a daily basis probably, and it's still a little bit weird. I'm like, oh God, here we go.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. I always enjoy the revolving door. I always let my wife go first, and then I always hold it shut. It pisses her off every time, right? So she starts giving me that death stare, so I kind of stopped doing it, but then I didn't realize this, but my son took up the torch.
Oh, no.
So she'll go through, and then my son stops, and it's like, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, hey, man, you got about 2 more seconds before your life turns to a nightmare.
Well, the building catty-corner to here is a massive building.
Yeah.
The one that drives me crazy is that revolving door is big enough that you could fit multiple people in there at once.
Mm-hmm.
But people refuse to do it.
No, they won't.
Yep.
Yep. It's like, you don't need to go one by one. You know what I mean? Like, if you go next door, that building,
yes,
those are revolving doors made for one by one. But like that big one, I'm like, come on, man, yeah, get in there with
But the ones at airports, they're gigantic, oh, because you're pulling luggage.
But also, they move on their own. Doors
are, I mean, they do move on their own, and they're slow.
Which I appreciate, though, because it forces people to get their asses moving. Although I do like watching little kids trying to figure out the revolving door at the airport, and you watch their little carry-on always gets crushed in the bag.
Oh, yeah. But the problem with the ones at the airport and, like, the hotel room is that they are on their own little rotator, yeah, but then when they sense that you're coming, they'll, like, slow down. I'm trying to match your speed. Then all of a sudden you stop. I hit the glass every damn time, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, I was a librarian in a public library system, and we were sending a newsletter out to every single household in the county explaining that our request for just getting an increase in the budget. But we accidentally left the L out of the word public. And the newsletter with the phrase County Public Library emblazoned in bright red went out to 20 or 200,000 homes. Nice. Also, it's not good because we are, in fact, a library asking you for money.
And you misspell stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you, prove you need the money.
Yeah. That changes our Sunday morning show, too. Our Pubic Affairs show.
Yeah, Pubic Affairs.
Oh.
I would listen to that.
Pubic Affairs.
Sure.
I'm more likely
learn
to listen to
that. Learn the latest styles.
It's like Publix in Florida, the grocery store.
Oh, no, Pubix.
Just every once in a while, you know, every 10th store, the L. And I don't know if the people that design these signs do it on purpose, but it seems like the only letter that ever burns out on the Publix grocery store is the L. And even as a grown-ass man, I'm like, Pubic grocery.
It's a pubic affair.
Pubic affair, yeah.
Yep. Guys, my boss went out of town for a month, and I volunteered to let his dog stay with me. So I sent him the daily pictures, updates to him, his family, constantly gushing about how much I loved her. Day he came home, he was on his way to the office to pick her up, and I went outside with her so she could use the bathroom. I didn't know my coworker had just left for lunch. The dog chased after the car and was run over by its back tire. My boss and the family ended up meeting me at the vet's office where they had to put her down.
Oh.
My boss's wife hated me, but I honestly can't blame her. But somehow I was able to keep my job.
God, man.
That's not on you. That's not on you. And one more. Guys, I worked at a call center that was hired to be a customer support team for a supplement company. One day I got a call from a customer saying they received multiple boxes with over 50 jars of the product. At first I thought they were confused since they said they were almost 90 years old, and we rarely sell over 6 jars in one order. But I pulled up his order, and it was for 12 packs of 6 jars. It turns out he was trying to order 12 jars, and another agent on my team put the order in for 12 packs of 6. This poor old man had received 72 jars. He couldn't drive, he was unable to return them, also didn't have enough room in his home to keep them. So I sent it up for people in charge to deal with, so I don't know how it was resolved with the customer, but I do know that the other agent, he was fired. Our question, what is the most embarrassing mistake someone made at work? 206-803-ROCK.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.